From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to authorize hefty tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Despite strong criticism from many political allies and business executives, the president is expected to levy 25% fees on steel and 10% on aluminum as early as Thursday. But his spokesman, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Wednesday said exceptions are likely.
And there are potential carve-outs for Mexico and Canada based on national security and possibly other countries as well.
The tariff threat has raised alarms about a global trade war. In Luxembourg, European Council President Donald Tusk counseled against tariffs.
President Trump has recently said, and I quote, "Trade wars are good and easy to win." But the truth is quite the opposite.
He called on politicians on both sides of the Atlantic to act responsibly. Trade wars have rattled global markets. The benchmark U.S. index Dow Jones fell Wednesday. Mr. Trump also tweeted that China has been asked to develop a plan for a $1 billion reduction in its trade surplus with the U.S. Again, White House spokesperson Sanders.
The president's been very clear that he wants to address the trade imbalance that the United States has with a number of countries. He feels like the United States has been taken advantage of for far too long, and he's not going to allow that to continue under his watch.
Meanwhile, the U.S. trade deficit ballooned in January to more than $957 billion. Sierra Leoneans went to the polls to choose a replacement for term-limited President Ernest Bai Koroma, among them Mohamed Mekatu Kuyaya.
Not everybody gets the right to express themselves democratically. So to have the privilege in itself, I'm actually very, very excited, and I've done my part, as you can see.
16 candidates vying for the top post. This is VOA News.